What do you do when the circular accounting gimmicks at your company are so over the top that they've essentially become the punchline of a joke in the financial media? Well, you do what any self-respecting financial degenerate would do. You book the first open slot on Mad Money with Jim Cramer, where he helps you find retail bag holders to buy up the very same shares that you and pretty much everybody else at your company have been dumping every day for the last 2 months. What's up, guys? I'm Nobody Special, and last week, CoreWeave CEO Michael Intrator went on Mad Money with Jim Cramer to try to dispel accusations of circular accounting, which, quite frankly, are now so obvious a blind man could see them. And Michael Intrator made some pretty wild and misleading claims, and as Jules would say, please allow me to retort. Now, the first thing I have to take issue with is the very way Jim Cramer introduced this company.
CoreWeave alone has scored a $6.5 billion expansion of its business with OpenAI, the second one in the past few months. Their total contract value with OpenAI now weighs in at $22.4 billion. And on top of that, they just announced more than $14 billion with a contract with Meta Platforms. Clearly, Wall Street's been underestimating the demand for computing power and for the work of CoreWeave.
Now, right away, I have to take issue with Jim Cramer talking about the $6.5 billion expansion of their business with OpenAI. You may recall OpenAI has been spreading the money around quite generously recently, announcing all of these mega deals, overlooking one convenient factor. OpenAI does not have the money, and OpenAI is not making any money. Their losses are actually getting bigger as time goes on, not smaller. In other words, that $6.5 billion expansion of their business with OpenAI is nothing more than vaporware. The other issue I have with this introduction is Jim Cramer referring to total contract value. Now, that's the silly gimmick that Oracle used in their quarterly earnings report, where they take these future pledges, which are nothing more than non-binding letters of intent. They take the total value of all the compute that these companies say they're going to rent over the next, I don't know, 5 to 10 years. They lump that all together as if it's one lump sum payment, and they report that as their remaining performance obligations or total contract revenue. Again, these companies don't have the money. These are just people spouting off random big numbers. There's nothing behind it. And I also have to take issue with Jim Cramer's statement that clearly Wall Street has been underestimating the demand for compute. You misspoke there, Jim. Wall Street has not been underestimating the demand for compute. Wall Street has been manufacturing the demand for compute out of thin air. And CoreWeave is by far the worst offender in that category.
We had Jensen Huang yesterday for our CNBC Investing Club. It was a great one-on-one. And one of the things that he talked about was he dismissed this notion of the circular deal. And instead, he talked about the notion of being a really great investor. And he mentioned the investment in CoreWeave.
You gotta love how Cramer says, oh, Jensen Huang dismissed accusations of circular accounting as if, well, glad we cleared that up. Well, of course Jensen Huang insists that he did nothing wrong. The next thing you're gonna tell me is that criminals insist on their innocence when they're put on trial.
Now, how did that come about? Because it clearly was, at the time, risky. You and I talked about it. I wasn't worried about it because I knew that it was a real investment. It was not to be able to give you money and then you give him money.
Yeah, look, there's a narrative out there right now that has to deal with circular investment. And I think it's just fundamentally flawed, right? The reality of the situation is really large, really important technology companies across the space are buying infrastructure to deliver it to their clients. Meta, Microsoft, Amazon, Google. I mean, the largest tech companies in the world are purchasing this infrastructure because they have demand. There's nothing circular about that.
Yes, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, Meta, all these companies are purchasing compute because they have demand. And no, that doesn't mean there's nothing circular about it because all of these companies are engaged in their own version of circular accounting using what's called data center credits. You see, when Microsoft bought OpenAI, they invested some $13 billion in OpenAI, but they didn't actually give OpenAI $13 billion. Nobody knows how much cash they gave them, but we do know most of that investment was in the form of data center credits, as in when OpenAI rents Microsoft's data centers, they're redeeming what's essentially a coupon for free compute, and as those coupons are redeemed, Microsoft reports it as revenue. Google and Amazon are doing the same exact thing with Anthropic. And as a matter of fact, Magnetar Capital is doing the same thing with CoreWeave. See, Magnetar Capital launched a $235 million venture fund called the Magnetar AI Ventures Fund. And they kept $35 million for themselves, naturally. And then the other $200 million, they just handed right off to CoreWeave. Then Magnetar went out and bought stakes in cash-burning AI startup companies, and they paid with data center credits or compute credits, whereas these money-losing companies, when they rent compute from CoreWeave, they're just redeeming those data center credits. But CoreWeave reports it as revenue. It's just Magnetar's money going around in a circle. So pointing to all these other companies that are building out data centers and renting from CoreWeave doesn't dispel any of the myths of circular accounting. It actually makes them worse.
I don't think it's circular at all. We've been tagged with circular investments since NVIDIA made its first investment of $100 million years ago. $100 million. We've raised $25 billion. They didn't invest $100 million for circular acceleration of their business. They invested $100 million because they looked at the solution we provide and said, that's a solution that we want to own, that we want to buy into, that we want to own a piece of. And that's what it is. I think the this narrative around the circular investment, it's of the day, but it will pass because the fundamental drivers in the market are enormous.
Okay, so
now here, Michael and Trader is trying to be very dismissive of NVIDIA's round tripping through CoreWeave, saying, "Oh, NVIDIA only invested $100 million. Look, we raised $25 billion." But Michael and Trader is leaving out some very important details here. NVIDIA didn't just invest $100 million in CoreWeave. NVIDIA also backstopped CoreWeave's IPO to the tune of $250 million. It was the only way they were able to get that IPO across the finish line in the first place. Now NVIDIA is actually the second largest shareholder of CoreWeave. They own 7% of the company. And NVIDIA is also CoreWeave's second biggest customer behind just Microsoft. Why is NVIDIA selling GPUs just to rent them right back from CoreWeave? And Michael and Trader left out that master services agreement that we just found out about a few weeks ago, but it turns out it's been in place for years, where NVIDIA has pledged to rent back any unused compute from CoreWeave up to $6.3 billion. If the demand is so insane for this compute, if the demand for these GPUs is so insane, then why does NVIDIA have to backstop that demand by pledging to buy back any unused amount of it? Michael and Trader left out all of those important details when he was very flippantly dismissing the accusations of circular accounting.
What you're left with after the, say, the 5 years, whatever, is actually quite valuable because the actual platforms have tremendous ability for other customers, and they're going to be owned by you. And anyone who thinks that, you know, once you amortize it after 5 years, they're therefore going to be in big trouble because they own something, are dead. They're just dead wrong. Can you put it in your words? Because you can really explain it well.
Yeah. So look, when we go into a deal, we buy, we get a client that comes to us and says, "I want to buy $2 worth of compute." We go out and we buy a dollar's worth of infrastructure and we deliver that to the client.
And at this point, Michael and Trader is just making up numbers out of thin air. That whole story about when somebody wants to buy $2 of compute, we go out and buy $1 of infrastructure. Those are completely fictitious numbers that are not even remotely accurate. He's making it sound like, oh, wow, we have a 100% return on investment when we build out this compute. Then how come CoreWeave loses money? They have never turned a profit, and they're not even close. And also, did anybody notice this?
When we go into a deal, we buy...
Oh, did you see it?
When we go into a deal, we buy...
There it is again. Do yourself a favor, Mike, and stay away from the poker table. Looks like somebody's got to tell.
At the end of the day, we're going to be left with the... profits that we make during the contract term.
But you ain't got no profits, Lieutenant Dan.
We are going to pay back the debt. We are going to support the interest, cover the OPEX. And at the end of that, we're left with what I refer to as the equity slot, right?
Right.
It's the last piece of infrastructure that you then get to run in a fully depreciated manner for as long as it is able to generate revenue. And historically, we have seen this infrastructure last a lot longer than people expect.
Now, in this segment, what Intrader is referring to is the $1 billion of debt CoreWeave has taken out basically will consume all of their revenue for the next 5 years. So really, the inherent value of CoreWeave is whatever is left residual value of these GPUs after 5 years. In other words, it's a steaming pile of used GPUs next to a steaming pile of debt, and CoreWeave shareholders really only own the difference in value between the two. The problem is GPUs are a rapidly depreciating asset, and this is one of the ways that CoreWeave manipulates their books to make their company look a little bit better on paper. It still looks awful on paper. But CoreWeave is using a straight-line 6-year depreciation cycle, which basically assumes that the value of their compute hardware declines in a linear fashion every year for 6 years. Now, Intrader goes on to say, historically, we've seen that this hardware lasts much longer than that, and therefore there's all this value here. And my only question is, what history? Your company is only a few years old. These H100 GPUs that your company owns are only about a year and a half, 2 years old on average. What history, what experience are you drawing on to say that these GPUs are going to last 6 years? There isn't any, and they won't. It's a good bet, something more like what Nebius, their rival, uses. They use a straight line 4-year depreciation cycle, which is in and of itself very ambitious, but far more honest than what CoreWeave does. Remember, depreciation is a negative expense, so that comes out of your profits. And if you stretch out the depreciation cycle, you minimize that expense to make your company look better.
We have seen our clients come in and purchase this infrastructure looking to buy for 6 years, even with options into the 7th year. And at the end of the day, I always look towards the people that are putting up the money, that are buying the compute, to guide me in my understanding of what the expected value of the infrastructure will be over time. If they're willing to pay me for 6 or 7 years, that's how long it's going to last, at least. That's the minimum.
Now, this is the part of the interview that had me booing out loud and throwing things at the screen when I heard Michael Intrader say that. He's talking about these very large companies have come to us with interest of buying our compute for 6 years with options into the 7th year. And he's using that as an excuse to dispel the accusations of circular accounting. Now, what Michael Intrader is failing to mention in what I consider to be an outright lie is that the company that is doing that is the same company that is selling them the GPUs in the first place. It's NVIDIA. Take this one in RCR Wireless News. NVIDIA commits $6.3 billion for CoreWeave's unused cloud capacity. And there it is, laid bare for all to see. The deal ensures that NVIDIA will acquire any residual CoreWeave data center capacity not taken up by other customers through April 13th of 2032. As a matter of fact, that is 7 years from now. So when Michael Intrader says there's no round tripping, there's no circular accounting because our customers want to book this hardware for 7 years, what he's not telling you is our customer is the same guy selling this hardware to us in the first place. It's NVIDIA. In other words, he's saying there's no round tripping going on because round tripping. He's pointing to the worst example of the circular accounting as evidence that there's no circular accounting. This is a bold-faced lie of omission. Jim Cramer did not call him out on this. Jim Cramer knows about this deal, chose not to call him out on this. Why? Because Jim Cramer wants to help Michael Intrader sell stock to you because Michael Intrader is trying to cash out before this bubble bursts. So long story short, my reaction to Michael Intrader's interview with Jim Cramer on Mad Money is that it was full of misleading talking points and half-truths that nearly rise to the level of bold-faced lies. Intrader is pointing to examples of round-tripping to explain why there's no round-tripping. He's insulting your intelligence. Jim Cramer is letting him get away with it. And remember, as Michael Intrader is on Mad Money with Jim Cramer, trying to sell CoreWeave stock to retail investors, he personally, along with his co-conspirators at CoreWeave and Magnetar Capital, have been dumping millions of shares every single day since that mid-August IPO lockup expired. If it's such a great deal, if there's so much value in this company, why are you personally selling it? Till next time, live small and dream big.